What do you call a... You said, what kind of dog do you have?
I had bird dogs and beagles. Mm-hmm. Then I had the little dachshund, too. The little dachshund, sweet little dog, but they, I haven't found much use for them except that they bark and they know all your neighbors. So I gave mine away. They just bark too much. Everything that moved, day or night, you know, German dachshund.
Well, I'm sure you want the worst in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, but I didn't want him to.
Let's see. Did I bring a cushion out here?
No, I'm comfortable.
I've got a cushion.
No, I'm comfortable. I don't bother. No,
okay.
I just move around quite a bit.
I have to use one on the couch out here. What do you call a worthless dog?
A worthless dog?
That you just see slinking by on the
street. Oh, a mongrel. There's some of them out here that are mongrels and they're no good.
What do you call a mixed breed dog?
That's a mongrel dog, but then all these are no good and not mongrel, but that's what you used to call them. They're just no good.
If a dog liked to bite and he actually did it to a little boy who was, you know, around, you say the boy was blanked by the dog.
Bitten by the dog.
Okay. If someone insisted on going inside the fence where a watchdog was kept, you might say to them, you'd better watch out or you'll get
bitten. Or you'll get bit.
Okay. And then speaking of a dog again, you'd say, that dog will blank anyone.
He'll bite anyone.
Yesterday he blanked the mailman.
He bit the mailman.
The mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
That was one of the easier series they've had so far.
Yeah. But it's interesting. That's what makes it easy.
Yeah.
Anything's really interesting, and you love it, but it's easy.
But I mean that series on that verb. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Now we're into special words used by farmers mainly, but you might know some of them. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull.
Yeah, what would you call him when women were around? Would there be any difference?
No, it just be the bull.
What would women call him?
They'd call him bull too, as far as I know.
Okay. What do you call the kind of animal you keep for milk?
Milk cow.
Okay. What do you call in your father's, early in his time and in your grandfather's time, what kind of animals were used to pull heavy loads besides horses?
Ox.
What about those that looked like horses but they had longer ears?
Oh, that's a mule.
Mm-hmm. What would you call two mules hitched together?
Team.
And what about four harnessed together would be two what?
Well, it's still a team, two teams, mm-hmm. together. But they worked them as a team, whether it be two or four.
You're saying four and two are all a team, mm-hmm. and that's not a separate unit.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. I didn't think to cover that. What do you call, speaking of things you milk again, what do you call a little one when it's first born?
Heifer.
What about if it may or may...
If it was a bull, you call it a little bull. Mm-hmm. Bull yearling, you call it.
Okay. What would you call a young bull and a young heifer?
Oh, calves.
Okay.